Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so you know that situation. You've got a potential client, they love what you do, but then the upfront cost hits, that hesitation point.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
So today we're diving into payment plans, like smart ones, how they can make your offers not just, appealing, but actually reachable.
And we're looking at insights from an article called Making It Accessible: Implementing Effective Payment Plans.
Right. So the mission here is figuring out how these plans can really work for a business.
Well, what's interesting right off the bat is how payment plans kind of shift your thinking strategically. It's not just about closing one sale anymore.
Okay.
It becomes about reaching more people, widening that net, and actually making your whole business stronger for the long haul.
Let's break down those benefits then. The article points straight to expanding your customer base. That seems obvious, but how?
Well, think about it. That, say, $1,000 price tag might feel steep, like a barrier. But break it down, maybe 10 payments of $100. Suddenly it feels manageable,
Wow.
doable.
So you're reaching people who were maybe on the fence purely because of that initial lump sum.
Exactly. You lower that barrier. And what's really interesting, sometimes people might even go for a better service tier, a more expensive one, if they can spread out the cost.
Oh, right. So it could actually boost your average sale value, potentially.
Precisely. More accessible and potentially more revenue.
And it's not just about getting more customers through the door, is it? The article talks about cash flow, predictability.
Yeah, this is a big one. Instead of those like big unpredictable chunks of money landing, maybe.
You get a steadier stream, more consistent income month to month.
Absolutely. And that steady flow, it makes forecasting so much easier. You can plan investments, manage slower periods, and gives you stability.
Financial stability, yeah, that
Yeah,
makes a huge
it's
difference.
huge.
Okay, so beyond the money side, what about relationships? The article mentions flexibility fostering trust and loyalty. How does that work?
Well, think about the message it sends, right? Offering options says, hey, I understand finances can be tricky. I'm willing to work with you.
It feels less transactional.
Exactly, more like a partnership. You're showing empathy, flexibility. That builds goodwill. It builds, actual loyalty over time.
Okay, so we get the why.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Let's get practical. The how, implementing these things effectively. The article stresses having options, variety.
Yeah, because one size rarely fits all, does it? You need to think about your audience. Are short-term installments better? Or maybe longer financing? Maybe different plans for different service
Right,
levels?
tailor it. And then transparency. This seems
It's
critical.
absolutely critical. No hidden surprises. People need to see everything laid out clearly.
Like all the terms, the schedule, any interest rates, if there are any late fees, all of it up front.
Total clarity. It prevents confusion, builds that trust we talked about, and just avoids headaches down the line. Set expectations clearly.
And make it easy, right? Seamless integration. The article mentions fitting it into your existing sales process smoothly.
Yes. Don't make people jump through hoops. If choosing a payment plan is complicated or adds a ton of extra steps at checkout.
They might just abandon it.
Exactly. Keep it simple. Integrate it naturally.
Now, the less exciting part, maybe, but essential. Risk management, tracking payments, dealing with defaults.
Yeah, you gotta have a plan for that. Offering credit always involves some risk. So having systems, maybe software to track who's paid and who hasn't, and clear steps for what happens if someone falls behind.
Sometimes partnering with financial institutions or specialized payment processors helps here.
It can, especially for higher volumes. They often have tools for managing collections and assessing risk. But even for smaller setups, just having your own clear process is key.
And finally, the legal stuff, compliance.
Yep. Gotta follow the rules. There are regulations around lending, payment terms. Varies by place, of course.
So, doing a bit of homework on local and federal rules is important.
Definitely protects you, protects your customers, keeps everything above board.
Okay, so let's bring this back to you, the listener. If you're seeing clients hesitate on price,
Yeah, this is really the core idea, the aha moment, maybe.
payment plans aren't just a trick to get a sale. They're about building something sustainable.
It's about accessibility. It's about relationships. It changes the conversation for that client.
Right. Instead of, can I afford this big hit right now? It becomes.
Okay, does this monthly amount fit my budget? It just opens doors that might have stayed shut.
So, recapping quickly, payment plans help you reach more people, smooth out your cash flow, build stronger client loyalty.
But you need to implement them carefully. Offer variety, be crystal clear and transparent, make it easy to use, manage the risk, and stay compliant.
The core idea, drawing from making it accessible, is that this financial flexibility builds a more inclusive business, and maybe a more resilient one, too.
Well said.
So, here's a thought to leave you with. Just consider one area, one offer maybe, where adding just one flexible payment option could make a difference. What could that unlock for you, both now and long term?
It's worth thinking about.
And remember, these insights are drawn from making it accessible, implementing effective payment plans. Thanks for joining our deep dive today.